Proverbs 17, verses 1 through 14. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith, than an house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The fining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. Oh, how the value of peace and quietness with God and one another far outweigh any treasures or gain of this earth. May we be humble and wise servants of our Lord and His Christ, so that we might be partakers of the inheritance, even above many of the shameful children of the kingdom. For it is the Lord that trieth the hearts, as silver and gold are tried by fire. And we know him that delighteth not in sacrifices or burnt offerings, when brought forth with a wicked heart of envying and strife. For such give heed to false lips, and will not heed the voice of him that speaketh from heaven. For to hear his voice and to obey is better than sacrifice. For every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, and he is the maker of both rich and poor. So let us not mock those who seem to have less. And let us not be glad when calamity comes upon others of whom we think they deserve it. For all those who belong to the Lord are as precious stones, jewels, that will make up his crown in the day of his glory, to be presented before the Ancient of Days himself. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? So let us walk in love as Christ also had loved us. Let us seek to cover those who are naked and bind up those which are broken. For we are to walk in truth as our Lord Jesus, and then we shall be the children of our Father in heaven, glorying always in him. For children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. So let us learn to be still, swift to hear the reproof of life, and slow to speak. For a fool's wrath is presently known, and his folly shall be made manifest before all. Let us leave contention, and meddle with strife no more. But rather, let us seek peace, and the things which make for peace, and let us ensue it. For who knows how far Meribah, the waters of strife, shall run once that tap is opened. For Israel hath been 3,500 years, and still running. For the beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, Leave off contention before it be meddled with. And it shall continue to run until a new fountain is opened unto them, one for sin and uncleanness, that flowed forth from under the rib of him whom they pierced, the one that came by water and blood. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. And certainly it has been true of the house of Israel. Evil has not departed from her house since the beginning of her days, when she rewarded the good Lord's grace and deliverance with constant gainsaying, disobedience, and unbelief. For an evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. And truly, the cruelest of all messengers, the man of sin himself, shall be sent against the house of Israel, and yea, against all the world to deceive them, for their rebellion against God, and against the love of the truth that he offered them in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us not be as the world in the house of Israel, houses full of labor and sacrifices, but filled with strife. But let us pray that we might be partakers of Christ and his body, that true bread of life, unleavened in sincerity and truth. For truly, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than an house full of sacrifices with strife. Proverbs 17, verses 1 through 14.